Listening Library presents Blood Rose Rebellion, Volume 1, by Rosalind Eves. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham. But often, in the din of strife, there rises an unspeakable desire after the knowledge of our buried life, a thirst to spend our fire and restless force in tracking out our true, original course. A longing to inquire into the mystery of this heart which beats so wild, so deep in us, to know whence our lives come and where they go. Matthew Arnold, The Buried Life. Chapter 1. London, April 1847. I did not set out to ruin my sister's debut. Indeed, there were any number of things I deliberately did not do that day. I did not pray for rain as I knelt in the small chapel of our London townhouse that morning, the cold of the floor seeping into my bones. Instead, I listened to Mama's petition for successful spells and sunshine. Peeking through my lashes at Catherine's smug face, I yearns to ask for disquiet, disorder, and torrential downpours, calamitous words that might have eased a little the restless crawling in my heart. But I swallowed the words unsaid. Even should God heed such a treacherous prayer, my father would not. Though Papa's weather magic would cost him a headache, my sister would dance under clear skies. I did not argue with Catherine when she banned me from the ballroom where she and Papa laid the final grounding for her illusions while Mama supervised the servants.